This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
So we put that tweet out about, you know, if anybody's anti-protest to get back, and you was one of the people who got backed.
Yeah, obviously anti-Ron, but also anti-protest, yeah, because we want to try and, as Ead said, give a complete scope of this, and we want to try and put as many points of view across as we possibly can.
Yeah, so I guess...
excuse me.
I guess to start with, really, I guess. So why is it your anti-protest?
So, the way that I look at it is, I just don't think he's going anywhere. I mean, I think, yeah, Ron, I just don't think he's going to go anywhere. Because, I mean, if you look at the protests that we had a couple of years ago, you could say partially they worked in bringing in, or they brought about change with bringing in Tom, Stan, and obviously that unfolded into then John Steele, Mayer, etc. But any protest now will pretty much simply be just to get rid of Ron Martin. But I just don't think he's going to go. And the main reason why I think is it's just going to unsettle sort of all the good things. Just the good things that are going on at the club. Because obviously we know there's... Yeah, on the pitch. Because, I mean, you got to think, there will be some fans who maybe do take it too far. You don't know. If you look at like Chesterfield last season, like obviously you had the players go back into the change room during the game. I mean, I don't think that would happen this season, but I mean, you don't know. You don't know how bad things would get, and you don't know sort of how people will act and certain things. But I just don't think he's going anywhere. That's the thing, because I think he's got so much money tied up in the new stadium that has always been his end game. Obviously, I think people can say, oh, like, he cares about the club and stuff like that. If he cared about the club, then he would have got help a long time ago. So his end game has always been like to get in the new stadium. And until he's got that, I don't think he'll even sort of have any like reason to leave.
Do you think he will leave once that stadium is achieved, or do you think he'll then sort of? Do you think his ego is almost so big? You think, no, I want to almost turn this reputation around and, you know, become a legend, so to speak.
I don't know. It's big, but I don't think it's that big. because like his end game has always been to try and get the stadium, and like once we have got the new stadium, it'll be much more appealing to like a potential buyer of the football club if we have got that. And it'll, well, you presume you get a massive influx of cash into his accounts, nothing to do with the football club. So I think you'll probably put the club up for sale and then go.
Do you think there's a potential though that someone would look at this, even the situation we're in now? Like you say, on the pitch it's going well, we've got a good team. good management structure, you know, sort of, you know, John Steele was sort of head of football, whatever he is, Tom Lawrence, good CEO. Do you think any potential buyer would look at it and go, actually, do you know what? I'm not interested in the property side of things, but I would like to buy the football club. Do you reckon that is potentially something that Ron would listen to, or do you think he'd go, no, I want full control?
I don't know, to be honest. Obviously, we don't really know what goes on behind the scene and stuff like that. And obviously, we've had in the last week all the stuff come out about like Carl Reader and that, which obviously we don't know like the ins and outs, but it sounds like he's interested in buying the football club and he might have a lot of proposition, and people have spoken about Stan Ever consortium and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think there would be people who would buy the football club because, I mean, we are, someone tweeted it last week. They said that we are a club with so much potential. We have got a great fan base. And then the football inside is a great setup now. It's just sort of like the day-to-day runnings of the club. I think the main sort of determiner would be sort of how selfish he is. Because if you think he's put, what, 20, 25 million of his own money into the football club, which he's not going to see again. Unless, would he sit there and say, oh, you can buy the club, but I want my money back. So it just depends how selfish he is. But I mean, I could quite happily, someone could go take the club off his hands. I'll be happy with that. And he can still deal with Fossett's Farm and stuff like that, which I think people said for quite a while. People quite happily, I would just have new owners, people investing in the club, but just let Ron have that as his project, which is sort of, you could say, what is supposed to be going on right now. But obviously, Tom Lawrence is a great CEO. I mean, the turnaround in the club in the last year, 18 months, has been amazing. But realistically, Ron still probably has some sort of control over the day-to-day runs of the club. I mean, if you think about how good things were, or supposedly how good things were, when we had Kavanagh as CEO, and then we had those like 5 years of pretty much like ruin, just constant decline. Ron does need someone to run the football club, which is supposed to be Tom Lawrence's job. And then I imagine his job is to just fund it and then worry about Fossett's. But I don't think that's what's, I mean, Ron probably still has some sort of control, he must do. But
yeah, he does have an overall sign-off on things. Like, he's literally the chairman. Of course he's going to sign off on things. I think, unfortunately, though, the problem is the thing you literally said there, it's still down to him to bankroll it.
Mm.
And he just proves time and time and time again, he either doesn't have the funds to do that, or he just waits till the absolute last day possible to pay his bills. And treating HMRC like that is one thing, but to treat your staff like that is nothing short of disgusting, to be honest, especially in the current climate.
Like, it is criminal.
People that are not on, they're not on footballers' wages. And, you know, even the footballers that we've got now, they're on National League wages. These are, you know, these are admin staff. This is ticket office staff. Like, these have got families. These have got mortgages to pay. They need their money, like, now more than ever. And I think you constantly take the piss out of those sorts of people, it is eventually going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. So I think it's all right. And I completely agree with you, what you're saying about the transformation on the pitch in the year now that Kev has been in charge has been remarkable. But I just think this goes so, so much deeper. Sadly, this is now a distraction to what is happening on the pitch, because what is happening on the pitch should be getting all the plaudits. Because literally, it's almost a year to the day we had that on the pitch protest against Chesterfield. We have come on leaps and leaps and bounds since then, but the common denominator is still the chairman.
Mm. Yeah, it's a frustrating one. It's a really frustrating one. Yep. Would you have backed the staff had they continued to not get paid and they'd have striked for the match day?
No, completely.
Yeah.
Like 100% at the end, like what Scott said, like you're basically taking the piss out of people's livelihoods. Like you said, these aren't people who are on like multi-million-pound contracts a week or something like that. They have mortgages, especially with the cost of living crisis right now. To not pay them is just an absolute piss take. But what I think annoys me the most is obviously Stan came in preaching about clarity and transparency and stuff like that. Yeah, we still always hear these reports like secondhand. It wouldn't have come out if it wasn't for I think it's James Fahini or something like that on Twitter, and then Chris will follow up with the club, and then we'll get a club statement. Like, we never get a club statement straight off the bat.
Mm. Yeah, because who was it? Matt. What's your surname?
From the Athletic. Slater.
Matt Slater leaked the he tweeted about the embargo. Yeah, I hadn't actually thought of that. Now you're spot on. Yeah, so much for this transparency we're going to have. We get everything secondhand. At least secondhand. Sometimes it's not.
I think what must be a little bit of a kick in the bollocks is, and don't you? We all love it, and I get it, but it must be frustrating to see the club signing Casper De Pater for money or supposedly money, and then not paying the staff. That must be a bit of a, well, I get it, but
because yeah, I'll put myself in the shoes of someone that works at the club. Great,
yeah,
but oh,
yeah, am I second fiddle to
that
sort of thing?
Which obviously I am. I understand that, but I think Ron maybe needs the kick up the arse now that these people are more important than he perhaps realises. Because if they're not there, the match day can't take place. So I would, if it was to happen again, I'm not saying now, because as I understand it, everyone is now paid up to date. But if that was to happen again, I would fully support, and I think we as the brand, the Custard Splat, would fully support walking out and staying out and get the eyes of the mainstream media on this. Southend United have had a game called off. What for? Waterlogged pitch? Floodlight failure? No, the staff ain't been paid and ain't come to work today. I think it needs that sort of traction. 100% I would support that.
Completely agree. But I think it is difficult because, like I said earlier, you don't want to affect stuff that goes on the pitch too much. But like, if the staff were to walk out and say, nah, I'm going on strike on a match day, completely, 100% will back that.
It's difficult. It's very difficult because, as you say, you don't want to take away from the hours and hours of tireless work that I'm sure has gone into making us competitive in this division again. You think how bad we were a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, it was barbaric. Like, it really, really was. So, and it is such a shame that we are having to have this conversation again. And we still can't just focus on football. We've always got to delve into into the whole business side of it. It is really, really exhausting, to be honest, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because it's the same old every year. You know, whether it's good or bad on the pitch, it's always the same off the pitch.
Mm.
And that's the frustrating thing, you know.
We just seem to be scrambling around payday to payday, pull a bit from there, pull a bit from there. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul all the time.
Yeah, you know, because ultimately, if you have an asset and you can't afford it, in any other business or any other world we live in, you said it, or you're made to said it. But for some reason in football, it's different. And it's,
if I,
or you at least try and get some help. And for some reason, it doesn't seem to be the case. And I get he wants his money back. I totally agree. I would want my money back if I put in 20, 30 million. I'd want that back. I'm not saying give it away, but you've got to get some help. If that means you've released some sort of percentage in this project, then do it, because you need the help.
Ron almost seems to have the attitude now that he's doing Southend United a favour by still being here.
Yeah.
Because he likes to bang that drum that, well, no one's actually interested in buying the club anyway. And, all right, we now know that isn't the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you either need to seriously consider, I'm not saying immediately consider selling the club, but you need to seriously consider, you know, at least
the future,
at least hearing these potential buyers out, hear what they have to say, and consider not only your future but the football club's future. Because Ben, we'll ask you a question. Yes or no, Does this club get another promotion with Ron Martin as the chairman?
See, I mean, actually, I've gone on record saying this before. I said before the start of the season, I reckon we'd finish just outside the playoffs. And then it would either be, so like, basically next season or the season after where we properly push. And I mean, that was before I've sort of seen what's happening on the pitch and stuff like that. But I genuinely think we will, because I think the footballing setup we've got is genuinely just that good. But then, like, sort of the minor side to that is, do we have the funds to sort of keep it going and keep it rolling? Because what I don't really understand...
There's no right or wrong answer. I'm just trying to gauge. We're going to be asking a few people that.
Yeah, because I mean, in my opinion, it's no. Just because I don't think, I mean, this ain't a criticism. If your pockets ain't deep enough, I've run it, so I'm not only going in that sense. But I just don't think there's that consistency and the true backing that other chairmen are going to get. Of course, don't get me wrong, you've got Wrexham. Forget them. I am jealous of them in a good way. Fair play.
I would like to go on record actually on Rex and have it. I'm watching the documentary as well.
Oh, okay.
I fucking love it. I openly admit I am jealous, but I'm not bitter.
No,
I'm not bitter. I think it's great.
Yeah. I'm bitter. I can't stand.
No, you know what, I'm because if it was us, I'd be loving it. So I can't.
Yeah,
I'm jealous of it.
But one that I am bitter on is the likes of fucking Burton. Yeah. Quite Fleetwood. Sub-team.
Oh, Fleetwood, Morecambe. Yeah,
these are the ones that I am bitter about.
Barrow are like up the top of the league. Everyone's got relegated last season.
That's what I mean. But yeah, sorry, going back to Wormers, what I was saying, I just don't think he has the consistent backing for us to do it. Kind of like with the situation we're in now, it seems to be good on the pitch, even, you know, I think it's good on the pitch. But we're in embargo. If Colin gets injured, or we have got a keeper in, but that seems to have only have happened really because we probably knew he was going to be under embargo. We got to quick get someone in.
Did we maybe know that was coming? Because that signing at the time seemed a bit random.
Yeah. We potentially can't keep Dakers after Saturday now. That sort of thing. Whilst I think he's a bit Marmite, since he's come in, I think we've been pretty good, and that's probably
he scored goals, hasn't he?
He scored
three goals in what, five or six games,
and we haven't been scoring goals all year, and he's what he's doing. So I can't knock him. And whilst he might be out of the team after this,
whilst we're still waiting on one of Caldwell and Murphy,
if we don't
have Dakers, suddenly we're a little bit light in that position again.
Yeah, so you know, and that's where I think it's going to be. There's going to be certain periods of the season we'll slip in an embargo. We might get an injury to a centre mid or your centre half, and you think, oh, we could do it from cover there, and we can't get it because
another one as well. You may off the top of your head forgotten about it, and some fans may not really be that aware of it. We tried to sign Josh Kelly in this
from
Maidenhead, and Maidenhead literally
it was cash, wasn't it?
They refused to deal with us because of our previous misdemeanors.
Mm.
Well, pretty much, unless they got an upfront.
Unless it was, look, I can't remember what it was they asked for, but
I mean, it was six figures,
but they weren't prepared to take it in instalments because they go, well, you don't pay in instalments because you're notoriously shit payers.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Mr. Chairman, that's another one on you.
It was with the Barrett deal. Apparently.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I forgot who it was.
Apparently, it was with the Barrett deal. It didn't go through properly. So
they're quite within their rights to say, no, we dealt with you before and we didn't do good business.
And I think that's just where we'll get held up a bit. It's nothing to do with the on-the-pitch stuff. It's that reputation and that consistency of basically being a shit businessman, ultimately, or a shit owner, ultimately. Mm.
Or a shit business. It might be going okay on the pitch, but ultimately, in my opinion, we've polished the turd. Because
He runs a football club like a business, and he doesn't run it like a football club. That's why we're positioning him that we're in now.
That's probably
he's a very good way of putting it.
He's a businessman. He's not a football. Like, realistically, before he came to us, did he have any interest in football? Probably not, or probably a slight interest. He had no previous.
He's not a fan. I'm sure some years ago he went on record and said that he's become a fan because at that point I probably did sort of agree with him because I think it would be hard not to.
Yeah, definitely.
It's hard not to become a fan. Like
the, become attached,
the guys at Wrexham. They're going to become fans, aren't they? Like, I don't know why you'd do it if you sort of didn't have that in you. But it wasn't like suddenly Ron Martin, boyhood Southend fan, finally buys his football club because he's made enough money. That wasn't the case at all.
Yeah.
It was Ron Martin, a businessman, buys a football club to, as Scott said earlier on, well, I'll give him a new stadium. The land that the current stadium's on, I'll put houses on that, and I'll make money on it.
Yeah. Which I've got no issue with.
No, I've got an issue with that at all. I'm not digging him out for that, but he hasn't delivered that.
No.
In almost 30 years, he hasn't delivered that.
Well, but then his priority has always been, he hasn't been thinking, oh, he hasn't been thinking about the fans. He's just thinking, oh, property, I'll build the flats, and there we go, I'll go.
Yeah.
That's always been, that's why he's running like a business. He hasn't run it like a football club. He doesn't think about the fans.
Yeah. No, it's a frustrating type. So when would you, as someone in your stance, when would you say almost, or if ever, enough is enough, and yeah, we need to take a stance. If you might not think ever, but is there ever a period where you go, actually,
I think the one thing that you could argue, probably one of the only things you could ever give Ron credit for, is he's never let the club go into administration. But I think if we were to go into administration, that's when we should, because that's when it does properly start affecting what's going on the pitch.
Mm. But would you not then say that that's too late?
It's almost. I personally would argue it's a little bit.
Yeah.
We're not trying to change your mind.
Yeah. No. Listen, this is your platform to put your point across, and that's literally what we wanted it for. We want a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at where we are now, and then administration, you'd imagine it's probably a very thin line. So yeah, actually, maybe administration may be too late. But then what's from, like, where we are now to administration, what's sort of like the in-between,
ultimately, it's probably a very thin line, and it is from month to month that we do tread that water, so to speak, and we are close to it.
You do that 3 months in a row, I reckon you're on the fucking brink by then.
Ultimately, I think, yeah, pretty much, but ultimately, Ron needs the club, if that makes sense. For his dream to fulfil,
yeah,
he needs the club.
Well, yeah, because he can't have the football club crumble when he's building a stadium.
Yeah, because it literally won't work. And I'm pretty sure the council almost ruled it out. If the club fails, you do not get your piece of the pie. So he does need the club. Whether he can afford to... We're so close to it almost now, yet we still almost still feel so far away.
Mm.
You know, even this training project, what's it been, 3 months, 4 months?
Well, it stopped because he missed the payment.
And it's like we're so close, but yet still so far away that it feels like a click of the fingers and we could be fucked.
Well, it's that old adage of the house of cards, isn't it? We're one wrong movement away from the entire thing crumbling and we're back to square one. This is what I mean about it. We're scrambling around payday to payday. There's no structure in place.
But yeah, but as I say, ultimately, it's depressing to say it, but it's the only almost, not positive, I'm not going to say that, but he needs the club. So if for him to then not be able to pay it, it would actually mean he is completely skinned.
He's dry.
He will fund this as much as he can until he gets that stadium.
Yeah.
No, I don't disagree, but it's then just frustrating that just fund it properly then, because we slip into an embargo, it's another black mark against your name. Players all talk, owners all talk, like CEOs all talk. Football is the biggest game of Chinese whispers. And I cannot believe that after all of these years, Ron still doesn't seem to realise that. So when those situations happen, like with Josh Kelly at Maidenhead, that is why that deal didn't go through, because your name has made the club's name mud. And it's I get what you're saying. He needs the club. Just fund it then.
Yeah.
Stop scrambling around payday to payday, pulling money out of company X to put it into company Y so we can pay Southend United staff. Just get your house in order, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that, really. I don't think anyone can disagree with that, really.
No.
Ultimately.
Even but as fans, as yeah. fans, yeah. we all want to see the football club succeed, don't we? Like, I mean, that's so that's like
a God given right to like, oh, we shouldn't be in this league, and of course we all think that, but
we know we should because of the
situation. Yeah.
But yeah,
we deserve
that's
to be
something else. That sorry, I've got to say that falls on the chairman.
Yeah, well, he did
for
yeah.
years of gross mismanagement.
Of course, that leads. I don't want to go on history, but that leads to season and everything happened.
But what did we have? What did we have all that season? Oh, an embargo.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
That's what I mean, but it just shows we're almost. We are two years on from that now, and nothing's changed.
Yeah,
nothing. That's what I mean. We've, in essence, just polished the turd.
Yeah,
we've brought great new management in place, great chief exec in place, director of football or whatever John Steele's official title is. I think it's director of head of football or whatever. Yeah. Got Stan in place as that sort of go between the board and the supporters. Everything's rosy on the pitch, but then. It's like literally from that point, beneath that point, it is still just propping up like with broken branches, yeah. ready to go at any point.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating because what we've done in the last year is prove this is all just bubbling away and this could be a very successful football club. This could be that old cliche of a sleeping giant. And I think that ultimately makes this all the more frustrating because we never seem to get ourselves out the starting block. We're always just, he can't do that again now because he's not paid the tax bill. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, it's just exhausting.
Yeah.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them, honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
I'm almost numb to it now.
It's just
our another embargo again. But I think part of that might be just because we have, unlike last year, we have got a squad that can compete. So it's like we don't have to bring in like 5, 6, 7, 8 players. We have got a squad that compete, but it's just the same old shit, isn't it?
Not in
the
literally same old.
Wholesale changes.
I think scarily, last year showed, you know, and people might have a different opinion of this, but last year showed them for 10 games, whatever it was, that we're not too big to struggle in this league.
Mm.
You know, I appreciate we obviously got the recruitment wrong and all right. People know I don't know Phil Brown. I think we got that wrong. But regardless, we got
it. Don't get me started on Phil Brown.
But do you know what I mean? But regardless that we got it wrong. And we was, what, 21st?
We were in the relegation.
Yeah.
1 point last year, we were in the relegation.
And I'm not saying it will happen, but I'm not saying it won't happen. All it takes is a little bit of a couple of players to get the arm, and we might sell one or two and they leave. And we get the recruitment wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, you know, that's this is what I mean. Well, this is what I'm saying. But we've got to keep it happy.
That's what I mean. What we're running an embargo again. What recruitment? We now can't recruit.
Yeah.
So we get a couple of length. It happened a couple of years ago. Everyone saw their ACL. That happens now. God forbid. We could quite easily nosedive again.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I don't think any club's too big to struggle in any league.
You know, you are. I mean,
luckily, and especially in the National League, like, things change so quickly.
Yeah.
If you look at the likes of Barnet and Wiltshire, and when we played them, the back line, granted, Wiltshire beat us back in the last season. But I mean, especially Barnet. Barnet were probably one of the worst sides I've seen all season.
Oh, they're terrible! Right?
I mean, they were awful. They were probably almost worse than Dover when we played them at our place.
Yeah, well, do you know what we actually said that we were like, do you know, this team are just.
I couldn't believe awful. It. That they.
Shocking.
Yeah.
And to think we were like clinging on at one point as well.
Yeah.
This division will it will humble you.
It's definitely humbled me. Not that I didn't think I'd ever like one of them. You get them fans that we shouldn't be losing to.
Well, no, I mean you as a club. It will humble you as a club in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but it's ultimately the hardest one to get out of. You know, only two up, but four down.
It's brutal.
You know, it's brutal. It's really brutal. If you have one slight slip up, say you might be going gung ho for promotion, you put all your money in it, and you don't get it, and the team crumbles, you could be right down there, you know. And
Halifax.
Yeah, Halifax are probably. So
that's what I mean. It's getting.
Is there any? So we were talking earlier with Scott, we're saying, and I say he actually surprised him wasn't necessarily pro. He's not anti-process, but he wasn't pro. Let's do it now.
Yeah.
But we spoke about the potential of like a organised walkout, or say on like the 70th minute, or even a sort of boycott. Whilst you wouldn't have to sort of partake in that, would you almost support it and get it if it was like a pro? Like a walkout on like the 70th minute, for example?
I would completely get it. And I don't know, it's different. Because I'm always so like pro, obviously, just support the team. Whatever you do, just support the team. So I don't know. A walkout, maybe not the best idea. But then obviously we tried this whole, like sitting after the game a couple of weeks ago, and it was just a load of shit, wasn't it? It was like an old man and his dog just sat there.
Nothing happened. There was no one.
Then you've got to think, what's the alternative? Do you do something in the game? But then you just think, then just punishing the team. It's not their fault, is it? It's not May's fault. It's not Curry's fault. So you just got to think, what is the alternative? Maybe if you have like a season ticket, then boycott if you want. But I don't know. Because this is what I don't really understand. A lot of people always like, I'm never going again. Like, never putting money in Ron Martin's pocket and stuff like that. If you own a football club, it's not a profitable organisation.
No, it's one of the only businesses in the world that is
exactly.
You know, you're losing money.
Exactly. There's no way that if you go into football on a Saturday, that like £13, £18, £15. That none of Ron Martin's not going to see a penny of that. That goes directly back into the football club and keeping it sustainable. So I don't ever get why people are like, I'm not putting money in Ron's pocket, because he doesn't see a penny of it. That's why we're, as a club, so in debt to him.
And yet he has to put in, I believe, about six figures a month to keep it running.
Yeah. But you think about that stadium.
I don't think anyone denies that. You know, I think even people that are the most staunch Ron out you can be, I don't think they deny that he does put money in. I obviously think ultimately it's the running of the club, the treatment of people, blah blah blah, etc. You know, we know of people that kind of what you're saying, they don't go there, but they're like, I'm not going, but
well, we got,
I'll happily pick and choose games probably five a season because I don't really want to put money into Ron's pocket.
No, we've got one.
No, we're like, I'm not doing it.
One who's like that, isn't he? He's picking a few, and then there's another one that we know he's flat. Not going until much until Ron's gone. That's what he said.
Yeah, pre-COVID he was still coming, I believe. I might be wrong. Pretty sure he was still coming. And then the whole COVID thing obviously happened with the leader, and he went, "No, I'm done." He was like, "I'm not buying it." You know, and
I
ultimately agree. Yeah, you know, in a sense, you are right. You know, he's not losing money as such. Well, you have to put more in, but
yeah.
You're actually hurting the club more.
But in a way though, you're in such a shit position that you're the fan. You know, do you?
Mm.
Scott Peters said it. He was like, "Something you have to be cruel to be kind," and I do get that. But then, Owen, if you don't go, we're not playing. Paying staff as it is, that then might affect them more. You know, it's such a horror.
That's when they're rocking a hard place.
Yeah, you don't know
because you're pissed off because. Yeah, I think it was in the chat with Scott, you know, we're in a position where by being a smaller community club, we know people that work at the club. It's not like Liverpool, Man City, where these people are all untouchable. There's people that we know and these are our mates. So to know for an absolute fact that they're not getting paid, that's not going to sit very well with you. But then... So what can I do? What's one thing that I can do to possibly make sure that my mate gets paid next month? Well, it's go to the football because and put my my little bit in.
Yeah.
But then some people, and I get it, you also have a hard time doing that because you're like, well, I don't want to put any more money in because he's not paying people.
Yeah.
It's literally a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
It's just a circle round and round, isn't it? You could talk about this for hours.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I think you'll find people that are basically either our point of view or your point of view. I really don't think you'll get people that are really in between. I think it'll be people that will go, we've got to go though, we've got to keep going, or you'll be like, I'm done, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a season ticket. Had I not, I probably would have stopped going I wouldn't have gone Yeovil and I wouldn't have gone yesterday. I probably would have gone, I'm done.
Because
the same old shit, time and time again.
Well, especially the Yeovil one with what happened the day.
Oh, yeah. What happened with the sponsor? I mean, I've not heard anything.
We haven't even spoken.
We've not even spoken about this.
What on
earth? Apparently, it was like a drunken message, apparently. Who knows? Who knows what to believe? We don't ever know anything, do we? Probably get to
that's
like,
so like
time from a third source.
That's such year eight banter.
Yeah.
Like going to the teacher saying he's going to tell on your mate and then go, oh, can I go to the toilet, please?
Yeah. But it's like me, we've all done that. We've all been pissed, sat around a table in a pub. Someone's gone to the toilet. They've left their phone on the table. Here you go, I've got a good one. I'm going to do a stupid tweet. But I haven't gone on your business page and basically withdrew my funding from a football club.
And taken legal
action. And taken legal action and questioned where the chairman has put my money.
Mm.
I ain't done that.
Yeah. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. But who knows?
I look forward to finding out more about that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We could have a whole other episode on that.
Yeah.
And we might do.
Yeah. But ultimately, I mean, I'm saying it. I mean, I'm not going Saturday. One club I do refuse to put money into is
they can
get fucked.
Do you know my thoughts on this?
West Ham are playing Sunday as well, so
great.
It was obviously it's on BT. Had it been the late kickoff on BT, I might have considered it. My issue with the early kickoff is I, under absolutely no circumstances whatsoever, want to be in Dagenham in the morning. I can't. That must be like hell on earth.
No, I just don't like that club. I'm just not putting money. That's one club I do refuse for money to Dagenham. So. But let's face
it. It's not Southend, is it? It's not your club.
So. That's what I'm saying. Let's face it, though. The next home game, I'm going to be there probably.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'll probably be
Scunthorpe? Is that towards the end of the month?
Not sure, but... You know, so ultimately, I'm saying all this stuff about pro, and if something happens, then I'll happily have a think about it. But until then, I'll still go to games.
Are we being massive hypocrites here? Are you still going to be there next time? Go, yeah,
probably. You know, I'll say unless something happens and we almost unite, but ultimately we're in a between a rock and a hard place. So
what happens, hypothetically speaking? Suddenly, we get to the end of this month, the players ain't been paid. What happens then? Where do you stand then?
Well, I think definitely then there is rooms. You've got to do something, haven't you? In my opinion.
Yeah, well, if you think about, was it the season before last when they didn't get paid? We had that massive PFA investigation and stuff like that. I think that is, almost actually talking about, where would you step in and stuff like that? Because that is when it's then directly hurting the football side of the football club.
Yeah.
And that is supposed to be the priority. It's not. It's not supposed to be a business.
Yeah.
And
then you also
not to try and swing your opinion here, but we are 90% sure that there was at least one player that wasn't paid on Saturday.
I've heard similar things, but
we've been told it was only one. Not that makes it right, by the way. One is two.
No.
But history does sadly tell us that when these things have happened in the past, when it's been the admin staff not getting paid, the players aren't normally far behind in suffering the same fate.
Yeah, so I think if next month it was the players weren't being paid, I think a lot more people then would rally around a bit. Actually, now,
yeah,
Well, now you're affecting the football side.
Because we are literally going nowhere. Because
I think that actually might be my stance, sort of the whole thing, as soon as it starts affecting other football side of things. But then you think, oh, well, the staff are, like, in just the match day staff and stuff like that, they're just as important to the clubs the players
are. Yeah,
of course. It's just an ethical thing. And stuff
we're
like
actually
that.
Trying to really rally behind these people and give you a voice, because you're in an incredibly difficult position where you actually can't really say too much. So we are, in essence, becoming your voice in all of this. And we want you to be treated in the same vein as the players.
If you think about
it's your job, you should be paid. Simple as that.
If you think about like some of the stuff that's come out from like ex-employees at the club, whether that be players or even like big clubs or something like that. But like, even I've seen Sim Akinola in Southend sometimes, and he's telling some fucking horror stories.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good shout, actually. But
He's a big fan of Phil Brown.
Yeah.
Actually, to be fair, he had worse things to say about Ron, which really worries me, considering how Brown treated him.
Brown weren't paying him, so that's why, you know.
Yeah. But like, if you think, when was the last time someone sort of left the football club and had a good word to say about it? Or Ron Martin? Genuinely can't think.
Not someone that doesn't want a job, put it that way.
Mm. Yeah.
The only one I can think of, someone with a job. Otherwise, it was no, he's a knob. So, Phil Brown probably loves him.
Does he love him more than he loves himself?
Nah. Yeah. But yeah, thanks for coming on anyway, mate. It's good to get someone else's opinion on it because, it's been hard for us in fairness to try and almost get your viewpoint, as I understand it. So, to actually hear it sort of first hand, you back it a bit more. It does make
It is difficult. I do find myself in sort of like a rock and hard place. Like I feel like actually, if you listen to this back now, I probably like sort of contradict myself 5 or 6 times. But
we're going to, because it is such
We shouldn't be having to talk about this. We shouldn't be having to have these conversations. It's like, we just want to be enjoying watching our football club as we should be, because we're actually doing all right at the minute and we still can't even really enjoy that. You're constantly on a knife edge.
Are we going to win on Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, no, I reckon so.
I hope so. When we was in the league, I never saw Dagenham as like a... I still don't.
No, you used to go to Dagenham and think, like branding good shit round the keeper like a few years ago. It was just if you played Dagenham in the pre-season friendly now, it would somehow still like find a way for it to kick off or something like that.
But that's what I mean, I remember playing him in the league and I never saw it as a rivalry. I used to see it. It's all due respect to him. I saw it as a small club punching above their weight in the league, and we used to go and win. I don't mean that.
It was a guaranteed 6 points.
It kind of was,
It was.
And now we're losing it 3 times in a season. Yeah.
But that's on me. But that's on us.
Yeah. So
that's on Ron Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is on you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. But I think I'd like to think we'll win, but you never know.
I think they've been very up and down with some of their results. It's one of them, isn't it? It depends what Dagenham turns up on the day, because Dorking put 5 past them, but then they go and beat Chesterfield. So it is literally going to depend what version of Dagenham turns up on the day. Hopefully it's the Dorking version.
I bet Paul McCullum will score. I bet he'll score. Or that Murray skeezer.
Yeah,
One of those two will score.
Mm.
But all in 2-1, so it's fine.
Oh, who was the geezer that we tried to sign in the summer and went to Dagenham?
Omar Musa.
There we go, he'll score.
Yeah, that's probably a guaranteed goal, actually. Yeah.
He'll score.
Yeah.
Dagenham won Southend 4-0. That's not my prediction.
I'll say, appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, cheers, man.
We'll get you on again sometime. Well, it's all probably good, not me.
Yeah.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.